Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the foreign service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. My name is Fernando Farias, and together with sound technician Gloria Sarmiento, we'll be bringing you this show in English for Thursday, December 12, 2024. We'll have news, sports, music. Today we'll share a feature on Cuchi Leguizamón, one of the most important figures in the history of folk music, and also we'll be playing a feature that we recorded recently on the basketball golden generation of Argentina, that's to say the team that won the gold medal for the first and only time so far in the Olympics in 2004, beating the US Dream Team in the semifinals and then Italy in the final, a team led by Manu Ginobili, integrated also by Norberto Chapu Nocioni, Fabrizio Berto, Luis Scola, and many other players. We'll be sharing information about that because the team got together recently, 20 years after the gold medal achievement, for an exhibition game here in Argentina, and there were loads of interviews that were given to mark this important anniversary. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrae@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555 and then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. Either way is okay for sending reception reports if you are a DIAXA. This show is broadcast on the shortwaves, frequency 5850 kHz of WRMI, Miami Radio International. You can also pick us up via internet on rae.com.ar, as well as our app for mobile devices that you can download for free from the Apple and Android stores, so you can use it on any kind of cell phone. Let's get started now with the news. These are the headlines. According to official figures, November inflation in Argentina was 2.4%, the lowest in 4 years. Argentina raised concerns at the OAS about refugees in its Caracas embassy. Donald Trump named a Cuban-American businessman as the next American ambassador to Argentina. A US court ordered Argentina to pay compensation over the nationalization of its state airline. Brazil's President Lula requires further cranial surgery. Sports. Central Córdoba from Santiago del Estero province won the Copa Argentina after defeating Vélez in the final. And these are the news. According to official figures, Argentina's November inflation fell to 2.4%, its lowest in 4 years. The data was released by INDEC, Argentina's official statistics agency. This brings the annual inflation rate to 166%. The drop is attributed to limited price increases in the food and beverage category, according to INDEC. The figures also updated the poverty threshold, with a family of four requiring $1,000 last month to avoid poverty. Meanwhile, the minimum wage stands at around $270 per month. President Javier Milei celebrated the drop in inflation, calling his stabilization program more successful than the 1990s currency convertibility plan. Said scheme, implemented during former President Carlos Menem's tenure, pegged the peso to the dollar at a 1-to-1 rate. Mr. Milei stated in a live stream interview that his administration is conducting a structural reform 8 times larger than that of Menem. As a result, he declared, "We are the best government in history, just with what achieved in our first year in office." Argentina raised concerns at the OAS over the situation of opposition members sheltered in its Caracas embassy. Foreign Minister Gerardo Huertain demanded that Venezuelan authorities issue safe conduct passes for these individuals to travel safely to Buenos Aires. Huertain made the appeal during a speech he delivered to the Organization of American States. He accused Nicolás Maduro's government of completely unacceptable harassment, referencing police blockades and frequent power and water outages at the embassy, as reported by the asylum seekers inside. The latter are associates of opposition leader María Corina Machado. Let's recall that Argentina's Caracas embassy is currently guarded by Brazilian authorities after its diplomats were expelled by order of Maduro's government. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump announced his pick for the next American ambassador to Argentina. The nominee, Peter Lamelas, is a Cuban-American physician and businessman. Lamelas confirmed his appointment via X, formerly Twitter. He mentioned meeting Argentine President Javier Milei recently at Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. Lamelas highlighted the ideological alignment between Trump and Milei, particularly the shared opposition to leftist ideologies. He expressed optimism that during Trump's second term, the U.S.-Argentina relationship would reach unprecedented greatness. A U.S. court ordered Argentina to pay nearly $400 million over the nationalization of Aerolíneas Argentinas. The ruling by the District of Columbia favors Titan Consortium, an investment fund that acquired the lawsuit over the airline's 2008 renationalization. The decision upholds a prior ruling by the ICSID, the International Investment Tribunal, which also mandated Argentina to pay compensation. Argentina ranks second globally in dengue cases, trailing only Brazil. Argentine infectious diseases specialist Hugo Pizzi shared the alarming statistics during a radio interview. Speaking to Cadena 3 Radio, Chain 3, Pizzi noted that dengue cases have risen by 175.8% in Latin America. Argentina has recorded 581 infections following Brazil and ahead of Mexico, Colombia and Paraguay. Pizzi warned of an unusually early start to the epidemic this year. Contagions began in Cordoba 13 weeks earlier than usual and then spread nationwide, he explained. He emphasized the urgent need for a coordinated national response to address the health crisis. Brazilian President Lula da Silva will undergo a second cranial surgery following a first procedure earlier this week. His medical team announced that the new operation is necessary to address brain bleeding. Lula underwent surgery to treat a hematoma caused by a fall in October. On Monday, he was admitted to a São Paulo clinic due to persistent head pain and remains hospitalized since. And now, sports. Central Córdoba clinched the Copa Argentina title. The team from Santiago del Estero defeated Vélez Sarsfield 1-0 in the final. This marks Central Córdoba's first top-flight championship, and the victory secures them also a spot in the 2025 Copa Libertadores. Despite the loss, Vélez still has a chance to win the Argentine Professional League this Sunday if they beat Huracán. Talleres de Córdoba also remains in contention for the title as they host Newell's in Rosario. Meanwhile, FIFA confirmed that Argentina, Uruguay and Paraguay will co-host the 2030 World Cup alongside Spain, Portugal and Morocco. The South American nations will each host one match only, commemorating the centenary of the first World Cup held in Uruguay back in 1930. And these were the news on RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo.
RAE, Argentina, 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて, Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo.
Coming up, a feature on Cuchi Leguizamón, the legendary folk music composer. But before that, let us share music by another composer, but this one representing the genre of Argentine rock, or national rock, rock nacional, as the genre is known within Argentina. This is Andrés Calamaro with his song Pasemos a otro tema. Let's move to another subject.
Pasemos a otro tema, no quiero hablar de eso. La casa está vacía y fría, la ropa en el pasillo me da la razón, ella me abandonó. Está todo guardado, hay cosas con candado, hay cosas que abandono para siempre y hay un lugar vacío, es el que había pensado.Solo para los dos. Ella es tan formal que nunca me va a perdonar. Mejor no hablar de eso. Pasemos a otro tema. Y compréndeme, no puedo entender cuál es el juego. De verdad, no te voy a perdonar.Pasemos a otro tema, no quiero hablar de eso. La casa está vacía y fría, la ropa en el pasillo me da la razón, ella me abandonó. Está todo guardado, hay cosas con candado, hay cosas que abandono para siempre y hay un lugar vacío, es el que había pensado solo para los dos.Mejor no hablar de eso. Pasemos a otro tema. Mejor no hablar de eso. Pasemos a otro tema.
Arenos, arenosita, mi tierra capalla negra.
Gustavo Cuchi Leguizamón authored many beautiful pages of the Argentine folklore repertoire. He was a remarkable author of sambas, chacareras and vidalas, all of them rhythms of northern Argentina. He was born in the province of Salta in 1917.
Cuando uno se va y no vuelve, canta llorando y no sueña. Cuando uno se va y no vuelveLlorando y no sueña, arena, arenita, arena tapa mi huella, para que las vendimias mi vida yo vuelva a verla, para que las vendimias mi vida yo vuelva a verla.
The story tells us that when he was two, his father gave him an Indian flute.An instrument with which he mastered El Barbero de Sevilla. Later, he would try the guitar and the drum and even the piano, always playing by ear. In 1940, he met with poet Manuel Castilla, also a native of the province of Salta. With him, Cuchi would start a close friendship and one of the more fruitful musical partnerships in the folklore field. Leguizamón and Castilla interpreted unforgettable zambas, chacareras, carnavaleros, and vidalas, in which tragedy, misery, sarcasm, and tenderness abounded. Cuchi's wife and his children recalled this friendship.
Y por ahí se pedían cosas, eran hermanos. El Cuchi y Manuel han sido hermanos en el arte, en la vida.
They were like brothers, his family confessed, and had brothers in art and life. They knew how to transmit and interpret emotions about the stories they wrote, his wife recalled. Brilliant, modern, and creative pianist, Cuchi Leguizamón was a great admirer of Bach, Mahler, Ravel, Stravinsky, Schoenberg, and above all, Beethoven. In 1967, Cuchi met with the duo Salteño and got very impressed with their voices. Immediately then, Cuchi offered himself as musical director, adopting a new formation for the time. Two voices in counterpoint and two guitars at the beginning. Later, they would incorporate a further accompanying guitarist. Later, under the direction of Cuchi Leguizamón, the duo Salteño got consecrated at the most popular Argentine folklore expression, the Cosquín Festival, gaining the public recognition and a popularity which would extend throughout the country, especially during the 60s and 70s.
Sobre la arena iba pisando la luna, el trigo que va cortando madura por su cintura, mirando flores de alfalfa, sus ojos negros y azules.
Yes, modern, creative, and brilliant, harmony suggested by Cucci was based on the counterpoint of the two voices, each one with a different melody, causing some dissonance when heard simultaneously, a characteristic that gave it also a special sonority. Two voices, synthesizing an accord and sounding like many voices. The duo Salteño premiered a large part of the Cucci and Castillo's compositions. These songs today are all considered classics of the Argentine folklore repertoire, such as La Pomeña. Gustavo Leguizamón was also a lawyer, a state prosecutor, a teacher, a national deputy, and a writer. But it was his musical creativity that granted him a privileged position in music.
Cucci era por ahí al revés, él componía, así un maestro de la composición.
¿Y es verdad que se pasaba horas y horas?
El Cucci era genial, el Cucci venía del Colegio Nacional, comíamos.
The Cucci was a maestro of the composition. He spent hours on end playing the piano. There were zambas that took 10 years to see the light. He alternated his musical activity with teaching and practicing law. He himself confessed that he abandoned law because he was tired of living on human disagreement. Cucci's work was quite exhaustive. It's worth mentioning Lloraré, I'll Cry, Samba del Carnaval, Carnival Samba, Valderrama, Maturana, en La Pomeña. He died shortly before becoming 83, in the year 2000. His death aroused many painful expressions, especially among his peers. But his compositions remained and were repeatedly recorded. All in all, Leguizamón composed 82 pieces, almost all recorded in dozens of different versions by different musicians both in our country and in Europe. Such an exhaustive and beautiful production merited numerous prizes and very coveted awards, among them the one that recognized him as the most remarkable figure of Argentine folklore during the 20th century. Charismatic, a witty, talkative person, he himself told the story of Maturana, A rural character that starred a composition written with Castilla.
Alguna vez nos llegamos hasta el río Lavallén de Jujuy con Manuel buscándolo al chileno Maturana.
The lyrics describe a rural Chilean worker residing in northern Argentina who continuously cries for his Chilean land. Until one day, he goes back to Chile, and there he starts crying for Argentina. Cuchi worked on the music of this samba for 10 years until he got it ready for publication.
De nacimiento anda robando la tierra con toda su tierra dentro, anda robando la tierra con toda su tierra dentro, andando por esos montes. En Salta se ha vuelto hachero. Si va a voltear un quebracho, su sangre llora primero. Si va a voltear un quebracho, llora su sangre primero. Chilenito hay desterrado en el vino que lo duerme, dormido llora su pago. En el vino que lo duerme, dormido llora su pago.
Me llamo Cuchi Leguizamón. Cuchi es un apodo que yo lo utilizo de nombre, porque igual que es el nombre, nada más que es mejor, porque este por lo menos tiene algo mío y el nombre no tiene nada. Gustavo Leguizamón me llamo yo. Thank you.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentina, 面向世界。
RAI, Argentina vers le monde.
RAI, Argentina to the world.
RAI, 世界に向けてアルゼンチン。
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentinian in the world.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
Okay, now let us mark an anniversary that will lead us to some music, beautiful and global music. This is one of the most famous artists of all times. I'm talking about Frank Sinatra, who was born on December 12, 1915. That's to say exactly 109 years ago. He passed away in 1998. Anecdote linking him to Argentina, he came to perform one show at the Luna Park Stadium in early 1981. The promoter was a very popular singer from Argentina called Ramon, a.k.a. Palito, Little Stick Ortega, who, because of a devaluation and some economic changes in Argentina, went bankrupt because of this venture of bringing Frank Sinatra for this one show in Buenos Aires.Okay, let's play now a track that he recorded in 1967 with Tom Jobim, an English language rendition of Jobim's anthem, Garota de Ipanema, the girl from Ipanema, that had been released 5 years earlier, originally in Portuguese. Sinatra and Jobim recorded an English language version in Hollywood 5 years later, and we're gonna play it to mark the anniversary of The Voice's birth anniversary.
Fly me to the moon, let me playAmong the stars, let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah. When she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gentle that when she passes, each one she passes goes, ooh. Watch her so sadly. How can I tell her I love her? Yes, I would give my heart gladly, but each day when she walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at me. Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes I smile, but she doesn't see, doesn't see.
Olha que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça, bela menina que vem, que passa num doce balanço, caminho do mar.Moça do corpo dourado, do sol de Ipanema, o seu balançado parece um poema, é a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar.
But I watch her so sadly.
Ah, porque tudo é tão triste.
My heart gladly,
But each day when she walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at me. Tall, tan, young, lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes I smile, but she doesn't see.
Por causa do amor,
she just doesn't see.
Nem olha pra mim.
She never sees me.
Por causa do amor.
Ding, 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 ding.
RAI, Argentina vers le monde.
RAI, Argentina to the world.
RAI, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAI, Argentina au mundo.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentinian in the world.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
The golden generation of Argentina's basketball.
Va a ser campeón olímpico Argentina, histórico, glorioso, increíble, realmente increíble la victoria olímpica de Argentina. Va a ganar Argentina, va a ser campeón olímpico, el momento más
glorioso. Con baile
de la historia del deporte argentino, campeón olímpico, el momento más brillante del básquetbol argentino, increíble. Los subcampeones del mundo ahora son campeones olímpicos. Y ahora el básquetbol argentino es campeón olímpico. Sí, gritalo. Abrácense que vale la pena. Abrácense que se lo ganaron. Bien merecido, Argentina.
Argentina's golden generation of basketball reunited 20 years after their historic gold medal win at the Athens 2004 Olympic Games, from which that audio was. The gathering took place at Parque Roca in Buenos Aires and brought together the 12 players who achieved the greatest milestone in the country's basketball history. The squad, featuring Pepe Sánchez, Manu Ginóbili, Chapu Nocioni, Luis Scola, Fabricio Oberto, Alejandro Montecchia, Carlos Delfino, Walter Herman, Leo Gutiérrez, Colo Wolkowiski, Hugo Sconocini, and Gabriel Fernández, was celebrated with a well-deserved tribute. It was an emotional night, filled with special guests and heartfelt recognition from the audience in attendance.
Argentina es campeón olímpico, medalla dorada para la selección argentina.
Para mí es la imagen de excelencia que tengo como entrenador.
To me, that's the image of excellence I keep in mind as a coach. That picture of the Argentine flag, the Italian flag, the US flag, to me it is very valuable. When you feel the gold medal on your chest, your whole career passes before your eyes. But the best image of all is when they raise all the flags, because one is used to seeing the American one always on top in tournaments, and this time seeing the Argentine one first and the American one third, well, we were trying to hold back the tears. Singing the anthems with passion and seeing the US was below us on the podium. And I remember feeling the Americans were seeing us as having their rightful place.
Pensando que a lo mejor ese era su lugar, ¿no?
Argentina's golden generation of basketball represents one of the most glorious chapters in the nation's sports history. This group of players achieved historic milestones and elevated Argentine basketball to the global stage. with talented and charismatic figures like Manu Ginobili, Luis Scola, Andrés Nocioni, Fabrizio Oberto, Carlos Delfino, Pepe Sánchez, and Rubén Volkovisky, the Golden Generation not only collected titles, but also established a playing style and philosophy that inspired future generations.
Vamos por uno más, a bloquear el rebote. Eso seguramente le está pidiendo Oberto. El silbido ahora es argentino. El lanzamiento es para Tomasevich. Repitió el 1-2. Vamos rápido a la ofensiva. Arranca Montecchia. El pase para Gino.
¡Doble! ¡Doble! Impresionante. ¡Doble!
What defined this generation was not just the individual talent of its players, but also their collective style of play, built on teamwork, strategy, and on-court intelligence. Led by Manu Ginobili, the most iconic player of this era, the team prioritized passing, collaboration, and creativity. Their style combined a strong, organized defense with a fluid, fast-paced offense and a blend of European and North American influences.
El 2004, que haya simplemente dos países, la Unión Soviética no está más, Yugoslavia no está más, que tenían medalla de oro, Estados Unidos y
nosotros. In 2004, only two countries had won gold medals. The Soviet Union did not exist anymore, Yugoslavia did not exist anymore, so being the only ones alongside the US with gold medals puts us in a very exclusive group. This style of play made him particularly effective against teams like the US, whose players were mostly NBA stars with a more individualistic approach. In contrast, the Golden Generation seized every opportunity to leverage their collective strengths, and it was this cohesion that made them nearly unbeatable.
Ninguno nació en una cuna de oro, ninguno fue un predestinado. Pero fue laburo, fue relegar cosas.
Nobody was born in a gold cradle. Nobody was destined to glory. It was hard work, giving up things, like not traveling with my high school friends because I had a game. It was not going out much on Fridays, Saturdays, because all I cared about was playing well on Sunday. And to go out at age 14 and 15 and drink and or smoke, like many of my friends would do, well, I didn't want those things. I wanted to play basketball, and I wanted to play it well. And that was much more important than anything else. And let me tell you, Fabio, Luis, Pepe, they will all tell you the same thing. The runners-up finish at the 2002 Basketball World Cup in Indianapolis, USA, marked the beginning of the Golden Generation. In the semifinals, Argentina defeated the US, becoming the first team to beat them on their home soil. Although Argentina lost the final to Yugoslavia, this tournament was a turning point, a clear signal that this group of players was ready to challenge the world's powerhouses and achieve greatness.
38. Segundos, ocho décimas, va a ir con el segundo intento. Anota, otro más. 10 de ventaja para Argentina, últimos segundos para acariciar la gloria al equipo argentino. Va Baron Davis de tres, afuera la pelota que se va. Va a ganar Argentina, va a ganar Argentina. Increíble. Primera derrota en la historia de los Dream Team desde 1992. Hasta hoy nunca perdió un equipo formado por jugadores de la NBA. Va a perder frente a Argentina.
The Golden Generation's most memorable achievement came at the Athens 2004 Olympic Games. Argentina defeated a star-studded NBA American team in the semifinals, delivering a historic performance that left everyone in awe. With a brilliant showing from Ginobili and a solid collective defense, Argentina advanced to the final, where they beat Italy to claim the gold medal. This victory established Argentina as a global basketball powerhouse and turned the players into national heroes. The bronze medal later at the Beijing 2008 Olympics was the Golden Generation's final great triumph, proving their success was no fluke. Despite facing injuries and younger opponents, Argentina secured the bronze, solidifying their legacy and reaffirming the greatness of this generation, which once again showed they could compete at the highest level.
Ese día que perdimos el partido de la medalla de bronce fue una de las derrotas más amargas para mí. Fuimos al vestuario.
That day when we lost in the bronze medal game, it was one of the most bitter defeats I can remember. We went to the changing room and some were crying, and I said something that I can't even remember. And we were putting our hands together to say, "Go Argentina," and Scola says, "Can I say something?" And he tells players, "We played well again and competed for the medal. We didn't win this time, but I'd rather be defeated with you guys wearing these colors than winning with somebody else." Manu Ginobili is undoubtedly one of the greatest international players of all time. Excelling in the NBA with the San Antonio Spurs, the Argentine national team, and during his stint in Europe. His ability to score in critical moments, his creativity and his leadership both on and off the court made him the central figure of this generation. In addition to the medals won at the Olympic Games, Manu earned 4 NBA championships and a EuroLeague title, and today is a member of the NBA Hall of Fame.
Qué lindo fue jugar con ustedes. Qué placer. Saber que en cada cancha que íbamos a hacer un grupo así, que nos íbamos a estar cuidando las espaldas en cualquier lugar, que íbamos a festejar juntos si ganábamos.
It was so nice playing with you guys. What a pleasure to know that we would be such a group in every court we'd play, that we'd be covering each other's backs everywhere, that we'd be celebrating together. When winning, we'd have a very good time, but losing, we'd have an even better time because we'd say to each other priceless things, and that would consolidate our friendship and our group. So for all the time together, for all those friendships and those experiences, thank you very much. Luis Scola was another of the greatest figures in Argentine sports. A tireless and dedicated player, he was crucial in the paint and became Argentina's top scorer in multiple international tournaments. His commitment and professionalism made him one of the most respected players on the national team and a role model for future generations. Scola also had a notable career in the NBA, playing for 10 years in the league. He played for teams like the Houston Rockets, Indiana Pacers and Toronto Raptors, among others.
Un equipo que trasciende por muchas otras cosas más allá del básquet. Yo pienso que se creó un grupo.
A team that is so much more than basketball. I believe a very nice group was formed with mutual respect that always worked to improve. And I believe we pushed boundaries. To me, the best thing achieved was Manu Ginobili being part of the golden generation and Luis Scola too. So it's not the individual level, but the team what prevail. And that's the reason for being so transcendental. Andrés "El Chapo" Nocioni was the heart and the soul of the team. Known for his intensity and energy on the court, Nocioni was a relentless defender and a reliable scorer. His ability to adapt to different roles and his fighting spirit were crucial to the team's success. He also had a stint in the NBA, playing for the Chicago Bulls, Sacramento Kings, and Philadelphia 76ers. Over 8 years in the league, Nocioni was part of a wave of Argentine players making an impact in the US alongside teammates Pepe Sanchez, Fabricio Oberto, Carlos Delfino and Walter Herrmann.
El privilegio enorme que tengo de ser parte de ese equipo, tanto en la victoria en el 2004 cuando
the enormous privilege of being part of that team, both in victory when we were elated with the win in 2004, celebrating, as in defeat like in Spain. I didn't want to be anywhere else but with this team. Losing that game. The success of the Golden Generation inspired many international teams to rethink their approaches. Until then, global basketball was dominated by the US, especially in FIBA tournaments and the Olympic Games. But Argentina, with its focus on collective and tactical play, proved that a well-trained and committed team could compete at the same level as NBA superstars.
Pero cómo cada uno entendió su rol y el apoyo mutuo y el respeto mutuo. Pero hay miles de ejemplos de situaciones.
Each of us understood each one's role, the mutual respect and support. I've got tons of examples, things I've never seen playing with other teams. I won NBA championships 3 times. And you could say I was in the world's best team, but it's not the same. It's not the same, not the same feeling, the same security when one steps on the court. I won championships in Europe, and it was a tremendous team I was a part of. But what we were feeling for the man next to us, I don't feel can be felt anywhere else, because we are united through a great friendship with Chapu, with Luis, with Fabri, with Pepe, with El Puma, who later left. Many things happen for this group to exist. So apart from individual talent and the fact that 5 or 6 got to play in the NBA, this is what made this team stand out. Over the years, most members of the Golden Generation have retired, even though some, like Luis Scola, extended their careers as long as possible, showing their love for the game and commitment to the country. The legacy of this generation goes beyond the titles. Their success solidified Argentina as a basketball powerhouse and left a roadmap for future generations. The reunion of the Golden Generation of Argentina's basketball, a feature of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior, by Luis Pandini. Okay, let's go over the headlines again before signing off. According to official figures, November inflation in Argentina was 2.4%, the lowest in 4 years. Argentina raised concerns at the OAS about refugees in its Caracas embassy. Donald Trump named a Cuban-American businessman as the next U.S. ambassador to Argentina. A U.S. court ordered Argentina to pay compensation over the nationalization of its state airline. Brazil's President Lula requires further cranial surgery. Sports. Central Córdoba from Santiago del Estero province won the Copa Argentina after defeating Vélez in the final. And thus we come to the end of today's edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior in English. The sound technician was Gloria Sarmiento and the host, yours truly, Fernando Farias. We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. Thank you very much for listening. And join us tomorrow for a new show of RAE. Chao. Hasta la próxima.